That's because lawmakers may be held up in Albany to work on several unresolved issues, including campaign finance reform. Opponents say it won't reduce corruption, as Governor Andrew Cuomo claims. Assemblymember Sean Ryan says what it will do is reduce corporate influence on elections. Ryan says corporate donors are huge donors who get their policy through by donating to candidates.
So this would severely limit the amount of corporate donors in New York State, and I think that's a very good thing.
Critics also oppose putting the cost of political races on the backs of taxpayers. Ryan, a Buffalo Democrat, says he thinks the cost is worth it.
It's a tremendous cost right now, that the fact that corporations have so much influence, and you know, we're putting through regulations that benefit them that often cost the public in the long run. So we think that the taxpayer put in to offset the corporate influence will in the long run save the taxpayers' dollars by helping us put in effect rational policy.
The bill's already passed the Assembly. The problem, Ryan says, is the Senate has become a roadblock to a lot of progressive issues in New York State.
The big issues are getting stuck in the center, whether it's laws to protect migrant farm workers. The minimum wage for years was stuck in the Senate. The safe patient handling will be stuck in the Senate. The women's agenda will be stuck in the Senate. And fair elections is stuck in the Senate.
He says if the Senate's unwilling to move on the big issues, they'll be back on the agenda next year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.